So we, Steve and I, pass it frequently because it's kind of near downtown Berkeley, which is not too far from my house. So we're walking past, and Steve's like, you know, I really want to eat there sometime. And this past weekend, we were looking for somewhere to eat. And so I suggested, like, hey, you keep saying King Dong. Do you want to go give it a try? So we walk in.
And Philip's working there.
No, it was just the saddest. This was Sunday. It was just a really sad crowd. Like, it was like an elderly white guy that was sitting alone but talking to himself, and then a college student that got like the lunch special.
Isn't that a Big Fatty show?
And he had this like cat dog toy that he kept squeaking, and nobody really understood why. But eventually, everyone just went with it.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
An elderly white guy that was sitting alone but talking to himself.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2189 of the BFO for Variety, the 17th of June 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, we got another submission in the iAudit contest, and Vader calls. Hello, catching up us. Big Fatty, is that with Mike and Joe? No, not that kind of catching up. We're catching up on voice letters of Vader calls. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I still got calls from when Vader was down at the good days. So, y'all, we're going to get to those today. Big Fatty and Miss Bacon still hadn't called. No, she still hadn't called. But anyway, maybe she will call. Big Fatty, she said on the Twitter she was behind on even listening. Well, maybe she's unsubscribed. Big Fatty. Well, anyway, maybe that guru nudie in Tampa can get her to call. Big Fatty, that would be just lovely.
It's Gus Chad's June iArted contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June iArted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June, but certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st. Because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June iArted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct. And y'all, that of course.
This one was really hard.
Oh, y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you.
Woodhaven.
Woodhaven to you too. Y'all, that is Digga. And Digga, once again, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, bumper for the Gus Chad iAudit contest. And by the way, y'all, you have got less than two weeks to get your entries in. Remember, you can e-letter them to Big Fatty, or you can send them in through the U.S. Postal Service. Big Fatty, how about Pony Express? Well, you're getting close to the deadline on that one. And if you need the address here at the Villa, I'm happy to provide it. And y'all just remember that the prize is huge. It's huge. And so anyway, but y'all, our iAudit submission today comes to us from the Danburys. Big Fatty, that's the number one fan in the flop foe, and Danbury Jr. It's true. And y'all, on the back it says, iArted, and surprise, Big Fatty, I hope you didn't have a surprise in your underpants. Y'all, speaking of underpants, y'all, that Paul the Kitten Whisperer, y'all, he sent me this thing. Y'all, it looks like Granny's underwear. Y'all, it's a hidden wallet for when you go on traveling. And y'all, it's a picture. It appears to be soiled, fouled tidy whiteys, and y'all you can hide money in it. It's not really a soiled underpant. Big Fatty, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. That's why it's a safe place to keep it. Y'all, let's just look here what we've got here. Big Fatty, oh, All right. Big Fatty, look. Y'all, that is, y'all, it looks like a pinwheel. It looks like a pinwheel, and it says, "Former Fatty." And y'all, I think that maybe that Danbury Jr. may have done that. Big Fatty, I hope so. He's quite the artist, and it's on notebook paper. That's why I think it might be Danbury Jr. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the Danburys have sent me, oh my Lord, y'all, the Danburys have sent me, y'all, it's Cole's cash. Big Fatty, I can't believe it. And, y'all, I guess this is because they're going to be on their cruise, and it'll expire while they're on the cruise. And, the Cole's cash is good Monday through the 26th, and y'all, then you can get an extra $10 off your purchase of $30 or more if you shop the 23rd through the 26th. And y'all, it's $40 in Kohl's cash. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. You can get that mechanical you've been wanting. Or what mechanical? Oh, you know that colored tooth. You know that Bluetooth. You know, you go to the El Dentisto for the Bluetooth. But you know, it's that you've been wanting a new Bluetooth speaker. Maybe you can get that there. Well, you know, that's not a bad idea. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine, because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Tell us about your shit.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Digger.
Christ, I have got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Oh, well, yes, and
a bag of groceries that needs delivering, or maybe taxi that needs driving.
Oh, maybe
unbelievable.
Oh, y'all, that of course is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for the totally original and never been used before colon report. Y'all, I had. I'm telling you this because y'all, I had at the coal mine. We had there was a luncheon, and so I had some of the leftover grilled chicken. From this, and y'all, I had this was on Thursday, and I put a little bit of chicken gravy on top of it, and y'all, within about an hour and a half, y'all, I had explosive diarrhea. And y'all, it was first of all, it started with gas, and y'all, it was just enough to knock your socks off. Big Fatty, is that why you're going around barefooted? Y'all, and then it was like the soft serve ice cream. Please move forward. Anything but hearing more about your colon dispensing soft serve ice cream, vulgar.
The Vader and No Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, I'm still sad. Yeah, I know you're sad too, Squeaky Kitty. Yes.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Excuse the air conditioner because it's hot. The car won't tell me. It's 91 degrees. Anyway, we are, It is the first official morning of the Good Days festivities, and I've checked out of the motel, and I'm going to treat myself to a lovely cup of coffee, even though I've already had one. I'm going to have a good one, and then I'm going over to the Animal Kingdom, and I'm going to meet the extra special Chris there. He's driving in right now. He's barreling down I-75, burning the electrons up in the tessellator, And hopefully we will meet up there this afternoon, and we'll have lovely times. And then we're going to dinner tonight with the CBB and the Denny and crew and some other people, and Jay the Haunt Cub and Ron. I forgot about them. That's very exciting. Until I checked that event this morning, I forgot they were here. Because, you know, it's a whirlwind. Whirlwind.
Didn't hang up on Vader. But Vader, thank you so much for the call. And now y'all, I'm not being insensitive or anything about things that have happened in Orlando, but all these calls came in, and I think it's only fair that that they get played. So anyway, don't be thinking that I'm insensitive about all the stuff in Orlando. But anyway, Vader, thank you so much for the call, and I hope Big Fatty, I'm sure he called back. He was getting ready to meet with Extra Special Chris. It's true, and he did.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Shh. And with me, I have a very special guest. I believe it's Extra Special Chris. Oh, we're ordering food. Okay, there's some very confusion. Listen, we're here at the event, having the event. Hold on one moment.
No, it's fine.
Okay, you're old.
Okay.
Listen. So, we're here, we're having a good time at the Good A's. Is everyone having a good time? Okay, no one cares. Listen, you're old, you're fat, you're bald. Yeah, say something funny.
Hey, Justin, I miss you.
Not Justin. I went to the highlight. Anyway, we saw CGB and Denny and Cheryl and Dan and Ron and his husband, and we had a good time, and now we're eating. Hey, we got to run,
I guess Big Fatty didn't hang up on us because he wasn't in the jalopy. I'm telling you, it's his jalopy that messes up the mechanical. Yes, Big Fatty, the jalopy mechanical malfunction, it's true. So, Vader, thanks for bringing Extra Special Chris on, and I'm not sure who that other person was who had the... whose loins were yearning for Justin, T. Wiggles, not T. Wiggles, J. Wizzle, Big Fatty. But anyway, thank you so much for the call.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. The Good A's are over. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
I am in the West Ashley right now. I'm getting on the 526 to North Charleston. So I am, 5 or 6 miles from home, and it was a lovely drive back. It rained, of course, the minute I got into South Carolina, but that's okay. And the best part about the drive back was, honestly, sitting in the air conditioning with it set on 67 degrees for the last 6.5 hours, which, quite honestly, after 15 days, it feels like a 193% humidity.
Hey, why did you hang up on old man? I didn't hang up. He's back in the jalopy. That proves that it's the jalopy that it's doing the hanging up. Big Fatty, you may have a point there, but Vader, so glad you made it back to Charleston, and I'm glad that you got that free South Kakalaki car wash. Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, hello there. This is Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Yes, that's right. V-A-D-E-R. Listen, this message is for Inspector Fatjit. So I have returned home from the Good A's, and it was lovely. I'm actually still recovering. I've been home 5 days now, 6 days. But I'm having an issue. I just got my water bill, and it was way up. It's like double what it normally is. And so I'm afraid I have some sort of leak. And I was just checking out in the hot water heater area, and it is not leaking. And so I was wondering if the good Inspector Fatjet had some sort of like tip on where I should look for the water leakage, that has run my water bill up. Cause you know, we don't enjoy that so much. Or if maybe I just had too many gentlemen callers who needed to take a little shower after. Oh, never mind. I may have found the leak. Well, that's not good. That's in a place that I can't easily fix it. It's out back on the spigot out back, which I thought I'd already had fixed. But anyway, so that's all I got. Just calling for the Inspector Fatjet to come inspect for leaks here at the Vader family compound. Okay, gotta run. I've gotta go eat some fried chicken or something else to make me even fatter. Okay, yeah.
Big Fatty, that didn't sound like he was in the jalopy. Well, it sounded like the jalopy. Yeah, I know, but it didn't cut off or anything, so I don't know. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he was just, maybe just everywhere he goes, it sounds like he's in the jalopy. Big Fatty, that's probably what it is. Vader, thank you so much for the call. And yo, that is the last. We're caught up on the Vader calls now. Yes, Big Fatty, praise hydrogen. And so we can move the show forward from that point. But Vader, I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you found the source of the leak. Now, you know, I don't mind helping you out if you've got a leak. However, you know, had this call come in from Granny. Well, you know, if it had come in from Granny, then that's another kettle of fish. Baby, I didn't know that Granny had a kettle of fish. I didn't even know he had a kettle. So anyway, Vader, congratulations on finding your leak. Big Fatty, I think it comes with age.
The Vader and the Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, I yearn for the return of bacon.
Now, y'all, just a reminder that tonight for right night, starting at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, it's the kickoff show of the Pride 48 weekend. Is the host this year, so y'all make sure you go over to the chat room and you can listen to Pride 48 over there at Pride 48 or on the TuneIn Radio app. And then after the kickoff show, it'll be time for the Big Fatty. You're gonna get all of you out of the way early. It's true, and you know Big Fatty sets the bar extremely low. Y'all, I got some questions. Folks sent me some questions so that I'll be answering. But y'all, I need folks in the chat room to be ready to ask me some questions, because y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. And you, if you want to send me the questions ahead of time, I'm happy to get them. But anyway, y'all, be over there tonight, and it goes on all weekend long. Up, and the closing show is a Sunday night at 7. It starts at 7 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, it's a weekend of fun. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I had dinner with my niece last night. Y'all, she took me to dinner. I couldn't believe it. It was awfully kind. I didn't feel right taking it, but, you know, I had to remind myself to accept gifts graciously. And, yes, Big Fatty, and she washed her underpants. First underpants that had been in your washer since you moved in. It's probably true. Y'all, we will see you later on tonight. And, y'all, if you can't be there tonight, you'll hear those little shows next week. Yes, Big Fatty, nothing like a rerun. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Catching Up. And that big liar, Mike Lawson, who would you like to see in the Big Brother?
Elderly white guy that was sitting alone but talking to himself.
Oh, Big Fatty, there's a chance for you to go in there with Squeaky Kitty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.